that defender Nando Pijnacker has left the club. He's returning to New Zealand to continue his football career there. Nando joins us on the Rovers Review this evening. Nando, that's going to be news that will disappoint a lot of Rovers fans, given your impressive form for the club this season.
Hi, yes, of course, but at the same time, it's sad for me too to be leaving. But it's tough when you have a good opportunity. They don't come around every day, so this one was one worth taking. So unfortunately, yeah, that means the time has come to an end at Sligo, but another opportunity, opens up. So I'm glad I'm able to take it, but at the same time, yeah, very sad to be leaving Sligo.
Yeah, as John Russell said in the Rover statement today, that was always the deal with you, that if an offer came up at home and it worked for you, that the club wouldn't stand in your way, and they haven't done. Where are you going in New Zealand, can you tell us?
I'm not sure if I'm actually allowed to tell you.
Okay,
I
understand.
I'm sure it'll be announced either today or tomorrow, so you'll hear very soon.
Okay, well, we don't want to get you in trouble with your new employer, so we won't do that. Nando, I remember you colliding with Ed McGuinty at the beginning of this season, breaking ribs. It was a pretty serious injury, and you were sitting impatient, I know, in the stand for a good portion of this season where you weren't able to contribute to Rovers. But then you eventually got fit and got back out onto the pitch, and you looked like a transformed player, because many people would point to your contribution in the heart of the Sligo Rovers defence for... well, one of the key reasons for Rovers' surge up the table this season.
Yes, of course. I don't think it's ever down to one person or one player. But, of course, it's always, I'm happy that I can contribute and help the team as much as possible. It's disappointing to obviously get an injury in the first place. And the one I had was obviously a little bit bigger than a normal one. So it took a long time to come back and to get fit again. So... yeah, the whole time, obviously, I'm thinking I can't wait to get back on the pitch and help my teammates and help the club and everyone. So that's basically the goal I had. So luckily, I was able to come back when I did, and we went on a good run of winning I don't know how many games in a row. So that was great that I could help the team. But I think it was down to everyone. I think we came back from the break in really good, really good form. So that was good, and I'm just happy that I was able to help the club.
What do you put your rich vein of form down to this season, would you say?
I couldn't tell you exactly what it is, but I think we all talked amongst ourselves with the coaches, with the players, to see what we could do, what we could improve on. After the first half of the season, there was obviously stuff that we weren't happy with that we changed, and just to be positive and basically thinking that we could beat any team, which... ended up happening over the period when we came back from the break. So, that was basically what happened.
And yourself and Ollie Denham formed quite the relationship at centre-half in recent months.
Yeah, for sure. I'm going to miss playing with him and playing with the rest of the team, but especially, with Ed at the back and with playing next to Ollie, we felt so safe, I guess, at the back. We kept a lot of clean sheets, so I'm definitely going to miss the times playing with them.
And look, Lando, you know, Sligo Rovers fans are a realistic sort. Nobody expected you to stay here forever. You had played in Portugal at a fairly high level prior to coming to Sligo Rovers. You're a New Zealand international. I'm sure you're an ambitious young man. You'd like to think you've got your best years in front of you. We just would like to have held on to you for another 9 or 10 games. I'm sure you can appreciate that.
Yeah, of course. There were a lot of times where clubs were knocking at the door. And for quite a few of those teams, I said no because I believed in the project at Sligo. I still do, but obviously these opportunities come and there's a limited time that you can either accept or say no to them, and then they don't come back. So this was one of those opportunities where we couldn't wait till the end of the season. So like, as sad as I am to go, it is also an opportunity to obviously go up the ladder in terms of the football world or football teams, to go to another level that's maybe a little bit higher than Sligo and push on, because at the end of the day, I think every football player wants to play at the highest level possible or that they can, and this is one of those chances, those opportunities. So, I really want to take it. So,
How will you look back on your time in Sligo?
I've really enjoyed it. I've been at the club for over two and a half years, I think. I came in February of 2000 and 21 or 22. I can't even remember now. 22, I think. So yeah, no, I've loved it. Obviously I came on loan initially, and then I enjoyed my first season there. So then I ended up signing a permanent deal, and yeah, I've enjoyed it. We've had some amazing nights at the showgrounds. So it's sad that it's come to an end now, but at the same time, yeah, looking forward to the next opportunity.
And finally, without Nando Pineacker's booming clearances, long diagonal balls, or headers off the line, do you think Sligo Rovers still have what it takes to finish in the top three or four of the league this season?
Yeah, 100%. I was watching the game last night. I picked up a bit of a head knock, so I wasn't able to play. But we played really, really well last night. I think everyone would say we played well. So I definitely think that if we keep playing like we do, like we did yesterday, then we'll, yeah, for sure make the top three and make Europe, which is the goal at the end of the day. And that, yeah, to make the club keep succeeding.
Well, Nando, good luck with your next step on your football journey. And if ever you miss the wind and the rain of the Northwest, feel free to come back to the showgrounds and to Sligo at any time. I'm sure there'll be a New Zealand supporters club of sorts forming in Sligo to keep an eye on your progress in the future.
Yeah, no, thank you very much. Yeah, I'll definitely miss my time in Sligo, but I'm sure I'll be back one day. And I want to say, yeah, thank you to everyone at the club, the fans, players, everyone that was involved with the club. Just a big thank you from me, and yeah, I'll miss you guys.